Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe. I'm joined today by Dacia Canales, the manager of the Ruston Farmers Market. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us today. Now, tell me a little bit about the Ruston Farmers Market. What goes on there?
So we're in our 11th year of production. We opened in 2008, and we just started because we wanted to open a place where people could buy local fresh produce. Now we have about 30 vendors coming in with, you know, fresh meats, eggs, vegetables every single Saturday for customers in all of North Louisiana to come and buy fresh produce.
So it's a Saturday market that goes on. Where are you located in Ruston? If I was coming from Monroe and didn't know my way around Ruston, what would be some good landmarks for me?
Yeah, so it's right in downtown. The address is 220 East Mississippi Avenue. Bonner Bridge is kind of like our big landmark, and then the historic fire station. We're right behind that.
Is that that crazy tall bridge that goes over the railroad track?
The one that makes your heart drop, yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be like in that Dukes of Hazzard car and jump that thing. So right there in downtown Ruston. Now, you're open on Saturdays. What are your hours on Saturdays?
8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, so 8 to 12. And you said there's something new that'll be coming on Tuesdays for folks.
That's right. We're going to be open on Tuesdays from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that's going to be just through July.
Now, in addition to the fruits and vegetables and things, and I need to ask, how are the peaches over there this year?
They're really good. We have one peach vendor right now, Thompson's Peaches, bringing peaches. They've been bringing them for multiple years now. So
my wife is, her company she works for, anyway, one of her suppliers sends them peaches. And before the summer's over, we are overloaded with peaches every year. So that's always a good thing. What's, other than the fruits and the vegetables, what other things does the farmer's market offer? Are there crafts and other goods?
Yeah, there are some craft vendors. We have a guy who brings woodwork. He brings cutting boards, pens, duck calls, and things like this. He is at North 40 Woodworks. And then we have, let's see, we have some vendors who bring prepared foods ready to eat on site. We have coffee. One of the cool things about the market is that we're offering a community event every single weekend. We have music. We have picnic tables out back where you can sit and have your coffee, where you can also do your grocery shopping.
All right, so coming up this weekend, what's the big musical selection?
What is the big musical selection? Actually, Ricky Pittman, he is a local artist, and he's been playing for the market for many, many years. He loves it, and he usually brings just cover music, and it's always a lot of fun with him.
So Ricky Pittman this weekend. We see more of the farm-to-table movement where people are trying to, I guess, find stuff locally and eat locally.
Yeah.
Most of your stuff, is it locally grown?
That's right. We don't allow resale at the farmer's market at all. And so every single person who applies as a vendor is right in this area, North Louisiana, and they're bringing produce that they produce themselves.
And I guess that's probably a little better for our local economy instead of sending the money off to some big grocery store in New York City or
that's
something.
Right.
You're keeping that money local.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so it gets to spend a little more time in the community. Do tourists ever stop in and see you guys on Saturdays?
Yes, we've had people come from El Dorado. We've had people come from, I mean, Bossier. They're not that far, but they've come and said, you know, we heard about this on Facebook. We really wanted to come and stop by and check you guys out. Yeah.
How many years has the market there in Ruston been going? Do you know that?
10 years. Yeah, this is our 11th year.
Wow, so a long time. That's great.
Right.
And has it continued to grow each year?
Yes, tremendously. This is our biggest year. We see about 1,000 customers every single week. At this point, we have between 25 and 30 vendors at the farmers market every week. We started with, I want to say the first year was just a few, 3, 4, 5, something like that. And every year we've increased, and we've seen a lot more traffic. Right now, we moved into a building that is the city's building. It has a huge mural and that Louisiana Tech students painted vegetables, produce all over it. And so it's hard to miss. And I think that has increased traffic flow a lot.
Dacia Canales, the manager of the Ruston Farmers Market, is with us. And you guys are a nonprofit organization, a 501c3. Of course, the vendors are trying to make some money there and pay for what they're doing. But you guys are there to help promote them, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. We work for the vendors. We just want to provide a place for them to come and get exposure to sell their product. And that way they get other opportunities to sell their product to restaurants, grocery stores.
You also have something called the Farmers Market Coalition that you guys are members of. How can people find out more about the Farmers Market movement and how to get involved in, like, your market? If I suddenly said, man, I'm just overrun with tomatoes, what do I do?
Well, you can call me. You go to our website on Become a Vendor, and you can apply to our farmer's market, and we'll, you'll contact me. I'll come see your farm, come see what you're growing, and you can come in that next Saturday. The executive committee, we have a board that also runs through all the applications, and it's a pretty simple process.
I met some guys the other night. We were at a event here in Monroe, and they're like, Corey, can't leave without some duck eggs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't even know what to do with a duck egg. You know, I just get those kind at the store. And he's like, no, you got to try these duck eggs.
Oh, yeah. They make super good cakes.
So, you know, so I left with, like, duck eggs and blueberries and all kinds of things that I probably wouldn't have found in a local store. So it was really neat.
Yeah.
Once again, Dacia Canales, where are you guys located?
220 East Mississippi Avenue, and you can find us on Facebook at Ruston Farmers Market and rustonfarmersmarket.org.
And your website. And you're every Saturday.
That's right.
From
8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're open Tuesdays in July from 4 p.m. to 7.
And the market on Saturdays is open all the way to December. This is 90.3 KEDM. To find out more about the Ruston Farmers Market, you can visit their website at rustonfarmersmarket.org. You can find them at Ruston Farmers Market on Facebook. And if you can't remember any of that, you can go to our website, kedm.org.